As we continue Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch to discuss the concepts of Todav Shena Todav Todav Koidim. And as we mentioned in our previous Shiurim, Tosfos asks a question that why is there a need to have two psukim, the pasuk in our Mishnah on Daf Pei Tesem and Aleph, Mavar Oilus Abaykar Shel Oilus Atomid, and the pasuk quoted in Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, He Oila Amaita Ha Oila Oila Rishayna, to teach us the same din that the carbon oil comes before any other carbon. So the Sfasema says, because what we learn from this is that although there is a halacha of tadr, rishayna tadr tadr kaidim, that halacha only applies typically when both mitzvahs are in front of us. So when you have both mitzvahs in front of you, there's a question, which should you do first? Tadr v'she'ena tadr tadr kaidim. But here, it's an exception to that rule. And here, the halacha is that even if you don't have the keves available to bring the carbon tamid, don't bring a different carbon. So what we see from here, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simen Chav Hei Sif Katan Zayin, in the name of the Prima Godim, that even though Tadr Kaidim, if the Tadr is not available, then do Rishayna Tadr. And so too is the opinion of the Shas Chuvah Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Dalet. And this approach is used and important in understanding a number of halachas. We know that very often that Motzei Shabbos u'mekadesh levana. And what is usually done? As people exit the shul, the mekadesh levana, and afterwards they say havdalah at home. Now the question is, how can you say kiddush levana before havdalah? Tadr Shaina Tadr isn't Tadr Kaidim, so Havdalah you make every Shabbos of the year. And Kiddush Levana you only make 12 times a year. But if we follow the approach that we just said, that we only say Tadr Shaina Tadr Tadr Kaidim when both mitzvahs are in front of you, when you're leaving shul, there is no Kiddush Levana, there is no Havdalah yet. Havdalah is only when you get home. So you don't have the two mitzvahs. That's why you do Havdalah, you could do Kiddush Levana first. There are other explanations given by the Paiskim. One is, because we always have a concept when it comes to Shabbos, Afuke Yom Ma'achrin, we always want to delay leaving Shabbos, which is represented by making Havdalah as late as possible. Another explanation is because we have a concept of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. So when you walk out of shul and you see the moon, so you automatically, immediately have the obligation to be Mekadesh Levana. Havdalah doesn't come, the obligation to make Havdalah doesn't come until you get home. Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs, do Kiddush Levana first. Another pshat, a very interesting pshat, is tircha. We always have a concept of tircha de tzibura. So telling people to go home and make Havdalah and then come back out and make Kiddush Levana is a tircha de tzibura. Another pshat is that there's a point to say Kiddush Levana b'roi vam. So if everybody's leaving the shul together after Havdalah, it's very easy to do Kiddush Levana B'roi Vam. But if people are going to go home first and then get back to do Kiddush Levana, it's not necessarily all going to come at the same time. And therefore, we should do Kiddush Levana B'roi Vam. One more pshat that I saw is that Kiddush Levana, we always need to be concerned when it comes to Kiddush Levana that you may lose the moon. It may get cloudy. So if you come out of shul and you have the opportunity to do Kiddush Levana because the moon is available, going home, making Havdalah, by the time you finish, the moon may not be there. So as we said, in the name of the Prima Gadim, that if someone is only interested to do one mitzvah, even though he's going to ultimately do the other mitzvah, there is no concept of Tadush and Tadu Kaidim. Tadush and Tadu Kaidim doesn't force you to do the Tadu first. It only means that if you're going to do it, do the Tadu first. The problem with that approach is a rush that we quoted in our previous year, a very famous rush, that the rush says that on Yom Kippur, he would daven Musaf b'yichidus if he saw that the tzibur was going to daven Musaf too late. And by the time the man of tefillas Musaf came, it would already be the time that you could daven mincha. And therefore, you would have to daven mincha first, because mincha is obviously more tadir than musaf. And therefore, the halak of tadir shen, the tadir kaidim would kick in. So therefore, he would daven musaf b'yechidus. The truth is, most Rishonim disagree with the Rosh, because they say that this halacha that he's quoting is only if it's the zman of mincha ktana, where the time to finish being able to daven mincha is quickly ending. But if it's mincha gedayla and there's plenty of time to daven mincha, it's not considered that the zman mincha has come yet. But even if we'll follow the opinion of the Rosh, who obviously holds that this would be the halacha even by mincha gedayla, but ask the Paiskim, we don't understand. We just established that you don't say tadu shein tadu tadu kaidim only when you want to do both mitzvahs. When you want to do both mitzvahs, so do the tadi first. But here, this person has no interest in doing musaf at this time. He's only interested in doing the do mincha at this time. He's only interested in doing musaf. So then there's no concept of tadi, v'she'en tadi, tadi kaidim. So they want to say, and there's two ways of explaining this answer, is the when do we say that if you're not interested in doing two mitzvahs, both mitzvahs, we don't apply the concept of tadav shein tadav tadav kaidim, is when the two mitzvahs are different types of mitzvahs. Like we spoke a minute ago, Havdalah and Kiddush Levana. But when the two mitzvahs are of the same type, davening shachris, davening mincha, davening musa, both davening. So there, we don't have this concept that if you're only interested in doing one mitzvah, not the other, we don't say tadu shen, tadu kaidim. Moreover, the Paiskim want to suggest the person who wants to daven musaf and not mincha, it's not because he specifically wants to daven musaf before mincha, it's because that's usually what's done. He could daven mincha before musaf. So that isn't considered tadu, that isn't considered that you want to do only one mitzvah versus the other. You really want to do both. If you really want to do both, says the Rosh, tadu shen tadu, do the tadu first. Also, as we have quoted previously, although tadu shen tadu, tadu kaidim, that doesn't change the halacha, where the halacha specifically tells you what to do first. So if the halacha, for example, tells you that you should put on the talis before you put on the tefillin, a tefillin you wear every day, you're obligated to wear every day. Talis you don't have to wear every day. We wear talis every day, but you're not obligated really to wear talis every day. But since the Gemara dashens from a pasuk that sits as God before tefillin. So of course we don't say tada shena tada tada kaidim. Another point that the Shagas Arya makes, it's only in a situation where you have two mitzvahs. So if you have two mitzvahs, that's when there's a klal of tada shena tada tada kaidim. But let's say, and this is very important, let's say you have a dvar reshus. It's before shachris. It's hard to say before shachris. So let's say it's before minchat, before ma'ariv. And you're doing something. So we say you should do the mincha, the mitzvah. You should interrupt whatever you're doing and daven mincha, daven ma'ariv. We don't say that. I tadr shena tadr tadr kaidim. What you're doing may not be as tadr as mincha, as ma'ariv. It doesn't make a difference. Tadr shena tadr is only when the two mitzvahs are, when the two acts are both mitzvahs. And therefore the Shagas Arya says a chiddush. The Shagas Arya says that since a mitzvah d'rabbanon is less than a mitzvah d'raisa, and a mitzvah d'rabbanon is considered a dvar reshus compared to a mitzvah d'raisa, so if he says, if I just said, says the Shagas Arya, that when it's a mitzvah, the rabban, when it's a dvar reshus versus a dvar mitzvah, we don't say tadu v'shena tadu tadu kaidem. Similarly, when it's a dvar, mitzvah, the rabbanon versus a mitzvah, the raisa, and so you have two things going on. Number one, this is only mitzvah, the rabbanon, this is mitzvah, the raisa. Number two, the mitzvah, the raisa is tadu, and the mitzvah, the rabbanon is not tadu, you still may be allowed to do the mitzvah, the rabbanon, before you do the mitzvah d'oraisa.